Hello. This is Bettina Langerfeld from bettinalangerfeld.com with a new and liberating message about how to rest in God while you run a profitable business without stress and anxiety. Wow, I know this is a huge topic because I've seen so many highly capable businesswomen literally burn out while they try to get everything right in their businesses and in their lives. So I think this is a timely message, and my prayer is that you may learn wisdom that you can apply immediately in your daily working routine after listening to my call today. But let's pray before starting. Dear Father, thank you so much for your unconditional love for us. We come before you confidently today, knowing that you love us passionately and that it is your greatest wish to bless us and to teach us how to live a life full of peace, love, and joy. Thank you for sending Jesus, who gave his life as a sacrifice, so that we could be adopted as queen daughters into your kingdom and become part of your family. I pray for every woman who is listening on this call. You know each of their particular situations, and I ask you to put your words into my mouth to minister to each one of them. I ask you for a spirit of wisdom and understanding that we may understand how we can live in the abundant life Jesus bought for us and how we can run our businesses with joy and peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, first of all, let me present myself very briefly because some of you may not know who I am. As I said, my name is Bettina Langerfeld. I have my website at www.bettinalangerfeld.com. I'm a certified money coach and mentor for the Christian businesswoman. I'm also a thought leader and author of the book, The Sleeping Queen, which is about the divine awakening of the entrepreneurial woman. And I'm so excited to announce that it is on the verge of being officially launched and published. I feel so much joy in saying that. So you can already pre-order your very own copy at www.thesleepingqueen.com at Amazon. So you'll see that a lot of what I'm sharing with you today comes from this book, actually. Where do I live? I'm far away in the South America, in Chile, with my husband, whom I'm married to for 30 years this year, and we have four wonderful children. I started my business online in 2007, and have 8 years of experience working with independent professionals, with coaches, consultants, therapists, and practitioners who feel called to the marketplace. I help them heal their relationship with money and implement business systems that allow them to make more money with their expertise and what we're talking about today without losing their life in the process, which can happen, right? I mean, women usually or very often fall into that place. So that's what we will talk about today. Because very early on in my business, I witnessed in my own life first and then in that of my clients how challenging opening and running a business for women can be. That is what my book, The Sleeping Queen, is all about. It's first about how important it is for us to step up into the leadership positions God has called us to. That's why it's called The Sleeping Queen, because it's a wake-up call for all of us queens to really dare step into that wonderful place God has for us. But it also talks a lot about how to deal with the different challenges that are common in the feminine business world and that are very often ignored by others, by government programs, by male mentors, and even by women themselves. So women usually approach business in a very different way than men do. When you tell a man to go from A to B, he'll just grab his jacket and go, right? But women will have to give themselves several levels of permission before they go, or they blindly take action, violate their sense of authenticity and integrity, which is not a good thing to do either, right? Women tend to get caught up in perfectionism or in worrying about how our decisions will affect our loved ones. Sometimes we are scared to step into a feminine leadership role because others have certain expectations of us that we won't meet anymore. Or we have this loving and nurturing nature that we undercharge or give our expertise away for free, right? I think many of us can relate to that, especially if we are in service-based businesses, right? Or sometimes women try to help everybody, and then they have a far too broad market niche in which they are never seen as an expert in. So the list goes on and on. I speak with much more detail about each of these issues in the book, in The Sleeping Queen. But today I want to focus on our tendency to work ourselves to exhaustion because of all of these issues I just named. Because in all these years, I have been witnessing this from different angles. As I said, first of all, in my own business, I very often in my business came to the point of exhaustion and burning out and almost giving up if it wasn't for the grace of God. And then I also saw it in the business of my clients. When they came to me and when they started to implement new things in their business, they would tend to do this with so much passion and so much love and such a huge effort that they just wanted to do everything at once. So there's always this place of unrest and of anxiety that we can get sucked up in, right? I also saw it in the business of my peers in high-end masterminds and even my mentors. So, these are people I chose to follow because I thought they had everything together. But today, I know that nobody really has. And it's because a business is a challenging and an ever-growing process that can easily suck you into a place of exciting stress if you don't watch out. So that's what this call is going to be today. Because women just tend to beat themselves up while trying to do everything they think they need to do to reach their goals in their business. If they don't do it physically, they most certainly will do it mentally by worrying if things will work, if people will respond, if they've done enough, if they'll be accepted, and so on. The list is really never ending. We can worry about a lot of things. But it's really not the best way to work, right? The good news is that there is a better way. You can achieve much more by slowing down, connecting to your heart where the Holy Spirit can talk to you and teach you God's way of doing things, and then taking focused action that will bring much better results than you can ever achieve by simply following your own or somebody else's reasoning. I've been doing this a lot in this last year, and we've been talking about this in the mastermind group I'm in, and I'm a high-level mastermind group. I travel two times a year to Tucson, Arizona, where I meet my coach and this wonderful, beautiful group of entrepreneurial women. And we've all been talking about, even in high-level businesses, how important it is to step back and to really connect. I mean, these are even women who are not Christian, but they know that it is important to connect with their inner voice, you know, and that's I myself believe that the Holy Spirit also talks to them, because I remember Him talking to me before I got saved. So I do believe that there is this part of us inside that already knows and that is in connection with God, and that can tap into new ways of doing things and going about our daily routine that is effortless and much more effective. So this call is for you if you want to reprogram your mindset about work and adopt a calm and effortless way to run your business. If you want to learn how you can leave behind your good ideas and focus on God ideas for your business. And if you want to discover how to tap into God's grace, which is His ability to empower you to walk in His calling for your business and your life. So today I will share with you how you can shift from a self-centered mindset of working hard to achieve your goals by your own efforts to a state of mind that is centered around God and His way of running a successful and profitable business. I will also share practical tips that you can implement right away so that you can start on your journey to a place of rest from which you get things done efficiently and successfully without all that stress and anxiety. Please take notes. At the end, I will open the call for a Q&A session to answer all of your questions. And you can also sign up to talk to me personally by clicking on the bottom of the screen, on the button that says Talk to Bettina, or you can visit directly www.talktobettina.com. So let's start by looking at what hard work really means to us. It's different from one person to another, depending on your education and the culture you grew up in. You know, I'm from German ascendancy, so I have the German work ethics, which is work, 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 work. But I also live in a Latin culture that's a bit more relaxed about that issue. So it does depend a lot about where you grew up. But in general, we're taught since we were little that we needed to study hard to get good grades, we had to train hard to be champions, and we had to work hard to earn money. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against hard work at all. The Bible clearly states that a lazy person will never prosper. But I do believe that work is a blessing from God, especially when we are assignment-minded, as Christian businesswomen are, instead of being provision-minded while we do our daily work and focusing on what God called us to do with passion and love. That is exactly the way that He created us to work. But the problem is that we are mostly taught to approach our duties using our human reasoning to apply all the talents, skills, and experiences God has given us. So now again, educating and training yourself is important. I'm infinitely thankful to God for my business mentors who have trained me and supported me along the way. But we easily fall into the trap of leaving God out of the whole process. We tend to listen to others. We watch what they do and how they do it, and then we blindly dive into a working frenzy, believing we will achieve the same results. It has happened to me, and I'm sure it has happened to you as well, right? So there is a lot you can learn from others, and that's wonderful, but you are unique. You have a special assignment only you can accomplish. God Himself has put desires and dreams into your heart that might even feel impossible for you to reach right now, but He is ready now to give you directions on how the life He created specifically for you really looks like. If you go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." This is exciting. The word workmanship comes from the Greek word poeima, from which the word poem comes from. It means a masterpiece or a work of art, and that is what you are to God, a beautiful masterpiece, unconditionally loved and specifically designed by Him to live a glorious life in which you will feel at peace and happy with your daily activities because they will be so meaningful and fulfilling to you. And you know, in a rudimentary way, all of us try to connect to this calling. I remember that I was trying to do what I love to do today, even as a child, because it is so deeply ingrained in our soul. It's part of our DNA, right? But we often go about it with human knowledge and resources, which are good and they're useful, but they're very limited. The truth is, we were never created to live our lives according to our own mind or to our brain. It was never designed to carry that burden. That is why we burn out when we start running our race by mere human wisdom. You may achieve results, but what are the costs, right? The truth is, you are a spirit being created to live an intimate connection with God, who loves you and desires to pour His blessings into your life. He knows all things. He is the best business strategist, the best marketer, and the most brilliant innovator in the whole universe. So how can you let go of your good ideas and start focusing on God's ideas for your business instead? Let's see. The first thing you need to do is slow down. So you can start with this process from within. This is a process that starts in your heart. It's not always easy. I know it by my own experience. When you're caught up in this do-do-do, to-do list thing about getting up in the morning and just, you know, diving into your work and doing all these things you need to do and you know to do daily. But it all starts with finding extra time, even if it's a little bit of time. For some it's in the morning, for others it's at night. But this is why it is so important. So listen closely. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. It says, "My son," in our case it's daughters, right? Because there's no feminine or masculine in God's eyes. "So my daughters, give attention to my words." There are probably some noises going around outside because they're laying a roof in my apartment right now. So I'm sorry for that. Let's go back to Proverbs. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." You have to take time to put God's truth into your heart and keep it there, because from there your life is conducted. Your heart, the biblical heart, is not your blood pump, you know, your heart, your anatomical heart, but it is your operating system. It is what psychologists refer to as a subconscious mind. And it is scientifically proven that from it stem over 95% of the daily decisions you make. The vast majority of your decisions that ultimately determine what you do daily are conducted from your heart, according to the belief systems you have in place. So if you're not living right, you're not believing right. The life you have lived till now is the result of the beliefs you have adopted throughout your life in your past. And I know that is sobering, and it might even sound cruel, but in reality it's a good thing, because that means that you really don't depend on anybody, not the government, not your husband, not your mother-in-law, anybody, to change things. All you have to do is change the way you believe. Isn't that wonderful? And that always comes directly from how you see God and how you relate to Him. Let me explain to you how I go about this. I've seen this change in my life and that of many business women who work with me. When I work with them, I always start with their connection to God, to Spirit, where their big why is. I ask them, why are you doing this? Why are you so passionate about what you do? And I connect them to God and to His plan for their lives. Everything starts there. Your sense of identity comes directly from who you see God to be, and this shapes your belief patterns. It's like one thing flows into the other. It's first your connection to God, then from there comes your identity, and from your identity spring your beliefs, right? I'm always amazed how quickly everything else shifts into place once a person feels unconditionally loved and appreciated by God, really. They start seeing themselves differently. That's where the identity piece comes in, right? Now they're not just one more number on this planet, but a beautiful and unique creation from God, worthy and dearly loved by Him. And this new sense of identity changes the way they believe. When you know that God is backing you up, and you know Him so well that you fully trust Him in everything you do, and you know that this love is unconditional, so that even your mistakes and shortcomings will never separate you from God, then you will automatically start resting in Him. It will come all by itself when you take your time to go through this process. Instead of meeting with Him out of obligation or because you have to read your Bible, you know, that's what we are told in many churches, right? We have to do all these things, our quiet time with God and our Bibles, and there's a sense of obligation. If you don't do it, you have this sense of condemnation. Well, just don't think about that anymore, because there's another way of doing things. It's just like going to have an exquisite love affair in which you will daily be looking forward to meeting and romancing with Him, with God. And that is really how close and intimate our relationship can be, come to be with them. And it's never ending. I mean, I haven't arrived yet. And you are probably already on your journey as well. But let me tell you that you can go so much deeper. And every time your relationship with God goes deeper, it affects every area of your life. So, yeah, talking about romance, if you think I'm exaggerating, read the Song of Solomon, which is a reflection of God romancing you. And it might even make you blush, really. It's a beautiful book. As any relationship, it will take time to build. So it will be good for you to set a time apart just to spend time with God. Ask Him to help you if you don't know how to start. He loves you and is more than ready to draw closer to you. The whole Bible describes how He has always wanted to share His love with us. How do you spend time with Him? By talking with Him. What, that's prayer. You know, just as you talk to your husband or to your children or to your best friend, you talk to Him. You read His Word, which is His message to you, especially the New Testament. And in the New Testament, I would say all the epistles, because that's actually the really new dispensation that we are operating in. Jesus in the four Gospels was still operating in the Old Testament. So there are many things that are there that might seem harsh. So everything that comes from the Gospels and also from the Old Testament, you really have to see them in the light of the redemption and of what Jesus did for us. Because the Christian dispensation started when He died. So that would be at the end of each Gospel, right? That's very important, because you might find things in the Gospels that will also condemn you and make you feel that Jesus was a hard person. He was actually always directing His word to the religious people of that day that were so deeply submerged in legalism and dogmatism that they had totally separated themselves from God. So that is why he reprimanded them so much. But if you see how he walked, and if you watch how he walked and try to imagine it as you read the Gospels, you will see that he truly embodied God, because he loved spending time with people. He loved on them. He loved spending time with sinners. He didn't care that they were sinners. He was merciful, graceful, and he always healed them. He always restored their lives wherever he went. So that is him reflecting God, right? And that is what we can learn in the gospel. Other ways to spend time with God is just listening to teachings from him, teachings from some teacher that you really love and appreciate, or even singing songs to him. There's so many different ways. I know it's a bit difficult if you're starting, because God is spirit and you cannot see him, right? But he's there. He's right inside of you. He lives in you. Especially if you have been immersed in too much religion lately that has made you think of God as a distant God who is mad at you, you might have to make a profound change in the way you think about God. Teachings I recommend listening to with preachers who have a thorough revelation of God's love and grace and are not legalistic. That's really important. I'll name you some, like Andrew Womack, Creflo Dollar, Arthur Mankes from Kingdom Life Ministries, or Joseph Prince. My favorite is Arthur Mankes from Kingdom Life Ministries, but I know that every person has a special connection in this sense as well. So you can pick any one of those and start listening to their teachings. They are also excellent ministries you can follow online to start with your mind reprogramming that I'm talking about right now, right? So as you allow for this to happen in your life, you will see that over time, you will think differently about yourself and your beliefs will change. As you spend time with God, His Holy Spirit will start giving you cues on what to do in your business, and He will nudge you into new directions where new doors of opportunity will open. He will put people into your life who will help you, guide you, and support you. Believe me, He is more than ready to help you. He's probably already doing it, but you're just too busy to listen. So it's really important to slow down, to go into a quiet place where you can really connect to God and start listening to Him. Listen to His wisdom. You will start really loving it. You will start taking time to consult with Him, because He lives inside of you, instead of trying to figure out everything on your own. Your beliefs will change. You will believe that you're deeply loved by God. You will believe that you're a precious daughter of God, a divine new creation designed to reign in life like a queen. You will believe you have the wisdom of God in you, always ready to lead you when you need to make important decisions. You will believe that His grace, which is His ability to empower you to walk in His calling, is limitless, and that you can freely access it for your business and your life whenever you wish. You won't feel alone anymore, because you will know He is backing you up at all times, and suddenly you will find yourself resting in Him in a very natural and effortless way. Even when things go wrong, you'll be able to retreat into this wonderful place of rest where nothing and no one can get at you. And I know this sounds lovely, and I know you're probably already very, very appreciative of this message, but let me tell you, you will have to fight for this, because everything around you will try to pull you out of this place, starting by your own thoughts from the past, your circumstances that surround you, the people that are around you, the media you listen to in TV, on the radio, or on your computer, Facebook, whatever. You will be constantly bombarded with messages that say the opposite about you and about what you should believe in. And that is why Paul told us to be diligent to enter into this rest in Hebrews 4:11. That's exactly what I want to teach you today, how you can be diligent to enter into this rest. So up to now, the one thing I've said is you have to slow down and take some time from your day, even if it's just 30 minutes. Start with something. You'll get so addicted to spending time with God that just natural you'll start wanting to connect with Him, and you'll start connecting with Him throughout the day. That's what happened to me. So be aware that the greatest battle will rage in your mind, where your old thought patterns will start creeping in, trying to take you back to the place you were before, which is that place of worry and stress that you're trying to get out of, right? In the second book of Corinthians, in chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, the Apostle Paul says, "For though we walk in the flesh, We do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So any thought that goes against your knowledge of God, that He loves you, that He will never leave you, that He's by your side helping you always, that He has adopted you into His family, and that you are now a beloved daughter who is a queen in His kingdom, any other thought, bring it to the obedience of what Christ accomplished at the cross for you. He freely gave you your full redemption, which forever set you free from guilt, shame, condemnation, fear. So before ending, I want you to know what that looks like in my life, so you have a practical notion of what you can do to start walking in this new way of working from a place of resting in God. What I started out with from a place of complete burnout and being totally tired and wanting to give up my business, I actually said, you know, God, take this business. I don't want to have anything more to do with it. So I reached that point, and what I did is I didn't stop working at my business because I did not feel that was the correct way to go. I started taking time off, and what I did is cut away a considerable piece of my work at my desk to do this. I started out with about an hour, around 60 minutes every morning, listening to teachings from the preachers I named above, and I would write down anything that stood out for me, some revelation that God would give me, and then I'd meditate on that for the rest of the day. Meditating is not sitting around and just saying om. It's really very simple, because as you go about your day, you just say that new truth that you learned for yourself. You just mumble it, or you say it silently to yourself while you do your business, especially when circumstances arise that are trying to convince you of the opposite. So you start talking these truths over yourself and over your life, and you just repeat them. And don't do too much at once, because it'll be difficult to memorize so much. But every day, just have one truth for every day and talk to yourself. Talk it to yourself. So as time went by and my heart, or let's say my subconscious mind, gradually started adopting a new way of believing about God, about myself, and about my business, about my life, my family, about everything, I got more and more relaxed about this. That hour has extended sometimes. It's more than 3 hours even. And nowadays I spend as much time as I like with God. I connect with Him throughout the day while I'm at my desk working, and I've changed my whole way of doing my daily work. The result is that I'm passionate about what I do. I don't worry about money, because I know He's my source and that I can trust Him. I've had the most amazing doors of opportunity open for me and my business. I have much more clarity about what to do next, and I've connected to amazing people who God has put in my life. I feel so confident and accomplished, and I'm at peace with myself and my business. Really, this has been a huge change for me, and I know that I cannot take any credit for it, because it's just been God working in me and me taking time for Him to do it, but me listening to His voice of love and receiving His blessing, believing and receiving in everything He has for me in my life. And that is what I desire for you as well. So, dear Christian businesswoman, allow yourself to draw nearer to God. He is more interested in your success than you yourself are. Let Him surprise you with His extravagant love for you, and start living a life of depending fully on His guidance, based on that intimate and beautiful relationship of deep trust in Him. Okay, we've come to the end of the call. Wow, this was really lovely. I'm very touched. I will open the lines for any questions you might have. So all you have to do is press star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or write your question into the question box if you're listening online. Let me see. I'll just quickly go. This might take a little time. Let me see if there are some questions. Okay. There's a question about Proverbs that I gave. It's Proverbs 4. Let me see. I think it's 20 to 23, but just let me check. Yeah. Proverbs, in Spanish, it's Libro de Proverbios. Proverbs 4, 20, 23. 4, 20 to 23. Okay. Let me see if there are questions in the conference call. I have to just check if somebody has lifted their hand. No. Okay, then. Then what we're going to do now is we're going to end this call. Remember that you can also apply for a personal conversation with me if you have a lot of questions or if you really just want to talk personally with me. You can connect with me at www.talktobettina.com. I have a limited amount of weekly sessions to talk with my followers. They're available. So you have to apply if you want to get in touch with me. But send your application and I will then contact you. So, and oh yes, remember that you can pre-order a copy of The Sleeping Queen on Amazon at www.thesleepingqueen.com. Just get your copy there and yeah, enjoy the book. It's really a message very, very similar to what I talked to you today, but with a lot of practical application. It's a book. It has more than 200 pages, so there's much more information there. Let me pray for you before we end the call. Dear Father, we thank you for your love, mercy, and limitless grace for our lives. I pray you will strengthen each one of the precious businesswomen who are listening so they can be filled with the knowledge of you by being deeply rooted in your unconditional love for them. Open our eyes so we can know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of you. Thank you, because you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In the name of Jesus, amen. I wish you all the best, and I'll see you on my blog next week. If you have any questions, you already know that you can email me freely or you can send in your application to talk to me. And have a lovely and blessed week. Bye-bye.